South Zone booked their place in the Duleep Trophy final in style by completing victory over Central Zone by Ings in 38 runs. They declared their first innings just overnight 467 for 9, then bowled Central Zone out for 220. Prakyon Oja was the bowling hero, returning figures of 6 for 48, while Baba Aparajith took 2 for 35 to round up what has been a fine match for him all round. Piyush Chawla top scored for Central Zone with an aggressive 73, but Vineet Saxena was the only other man to pass 50. And a reserve day will be required in Kochi, after rain wiped out the entirety of the fourth day between North Zone and East Zone. Easter on 32 for 1 need to bat out the day without being dismissed tomorrow if they are to force the match to be decided by the toss of a coin, as will happen if both sides have completed their first innings. North posted 591 for 8 in their first innings and are unlikely to be overhauled. In South Africa, Dolphins thrashed Lions in their momentum one-day cup opener in Potchefstroom. They did slip to 25 for 3 after being set to 172 to win, but soon recovered. Vaughan van Yarsel and David Miller both passed 50 at 85 for the fourth wicket. Miller ended unbeaten on 76 off 68 balls and dominated an unbroken fifth wicket partnership with Cody Chetty. Earlier, Craig Alexander, Calvin Savage and Robbie Freiling had each taken 3 wickets, as Lions were bowled out for 171 after being asked to bat. John Sines top scored for them with 55. There were wins for KwaZulu-Natal over Namibia, North West over KwaZulu-Natal inland, Free State over Border and Easterns over Eastern Province in the provincial one-day competition. The first two were comfortable results, with Easterns left to thank Knox of 69 from Jury Steinman and 46 not out from Gillam Pretorius for their win. Free State meanwhile managed to hold their nerve for a 21-run victory, so out making just 197 from their 48 overs. Their bowling attack was led by Dwan Olivier with 3 for 29. In Australia, breathtaking innings from Ben Cutting helped Queensland beat Ryobi One Day Cup leaders Victoria at the North Sydney Oval. The Bulls were limping along in their innings thanks to 3 wickets from Peter Siddle, till Cutting launched a devastating onslaught. He raced to his maiden list day half century, and he was too short of 3 figures, hitting 98 of only 48 balls. A measure of his dominance was that of the 84 that he added with Matthew Gale for the 9th wicket, Gale made just 14. In all, Cutting hit 15 boundaries, including 9 sixes. Victoria then got off with a good start in their run chase and progressed to 160 for 3 in the 31st over, thanks to 50s from Rob Quiney and Cameron White. Peter Hanscom and John Hastings then added a third of 66 for the 7th wicket, but ultimately the lower order were left with too much to do and they were all out for 279. Luke Feldman returned career best figures of 5 for 57, while Michael Neeser and Cutting took 2 wickets apiece. And the match at the Hurstville Oval saw New South Wales beat Western Australia thanks to Sean Abbott and Steve Smith. The pair added an unbroken 85 for the 6th wicket, helped the Blues bounce back from 149 for 5. Smith ended on 73 off 108 balls, with Abbott on 47 off 40. The Warriors had earlier made 233 for 8 from their 50 overs, as Marcus North top scored with 51. Gurinder Sandhu took 3 for 66, while Abbott ensured that it was a good match for him by taking 2 for 43.